Hello there, and you're very welcome to this Terrace Talk special coming to you from Killarney Studio. And in this evening's programme, we pay tribute to a man who has given a lifetime service to his town and his county. But before we introduce him, we're going to start with music, and I'm delighted that one of Ireland's best traditional Shannon singers and one of my best friends and favourite people has agreed to come into studio to share with us a great Kerry football song. I refer to the one and only Jimmy O'Brien. Jimmy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to sing for us?
Well, I'm going to sing a song composed by Gary McMahon, who won an All-Ireland with Tom Long. So I'm delighted to be invited here. So,
Jimmy, it's always great to have you, my friend, and we're looking forward to listening to you.
You're probably be the only one, I said.
In your own time, Jim.
You say tradition counts for naught when two teams take the field. I fear you are mistaken, lad, but time will make you yield. And when your hair's as grey as mine and years have made you old, you will invoke the truth I spoke of the kingdom's green and gold. You cannot box or bottle it or grasp it in your hand, but pride of place and love of race inspire a love of land. Time honored is our birthright, you'll never break the mold that's deep among the soul of those who wear the green and gold. There's lakes and mountains pouring high, Mount Brandon's holy hill, the little church in Galarus, our language living still, the Skellig Rock's stout football stock, who can't be bought or sold. For the county's fame, they'll play the game in the kingdom's green and gold. And when the battle's fiercest and our backs are to the wall, we stay alive, we can survive, we stumble but don't fall. For the honour of our fathers and the story is yet untold, they will ensure that we'll endure in the kingdom's green and gold. We savour Kerry victories, we salute the gallant foe, and when we lose, there is no excuse, we pack our bags and go. So raise your glass, each lad and lass, to our heroes brave and bold, who each year aspire to the Sam Maguire in the kingdom's green and gold.
Gary O'Brien! Oh! Gary O'Brien! Now, Jimmy, sit back. Jimmy, you came into Terrace Talk this evening to pay tribute to one of Kerry's legendary footballers, Tom Long, who's sitting beside us here, as you expected. This programme is not about Tom Long, because Jimmy O'Brien, celebrating 50 years this week in business in your world-renowned public house in College Street, Killarney, Terrace Talk this evening celebrates your life and times. All you have to do, Jimmy O'Brien, is sit back for the next 2 hours and enjoy this programme that was planned literally in your pub behind your back.
Well, it can be sure to be in my back.
And first, we're going to hear the voice of a great friend of mine, Neil O'Sullivan from Beaufort, who is going to be narrating some of your life as the evening goes on. It's a special programme, Jimmy. All you have to do is to sit back. The pub has been looked after above in College Street, and now we're going to have listen to Neely Sullivan.
Jesus Christ.
These are excerpts from The Life and Music by Jimmy O'Brien, published in the Journal of the Cumann Lucre in November 2006. I may as well start off with a line of a well-known song. My grandmother lived on the side of the bog. That's exactly where I came from, on the verge of Lairatoig Bog in the eastern part of Kilcumann Parish. Those of you who are not too familiar with Slieve Lucre might think that being born in such an area might be a very dull place to live, but this is certainly not the case. Slieve Lucre is a place of great enjoyment and merriment. All during the summer months, there were people going to and coming from the bog. The county council also cut turf all around us. I suppose you could say it was the first industrial estate. Local farmers had plots of bog around the place, and there were mehels everywhere. Our house was like a holiday home, with people calling and parking bikes in the yard, coming in to boil the kettle and leaving slans and pikes in our shed overnight. This caused great excitement for us.
Life and Times of Jimmy O'Brien, 0667123666. You can treat text us on 083-300-3300. And we are joined by Tom Long and we are joined by Mick Leeson. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme. Come Thank in there you. And talk to us about what's happening here this evening.
Thank you, Richie. Well, I don't know what's happening, to tell you the truth. I'm bitterly disappointed.
You thought it was all about you.
Yeah.
What does Jimmy O'Brien mean to Killarney? What has he meant over the years?
Well, I'll tell you what he has meant to me, anyhow. It's many decades ago I met him. Not through the pub, mind you, or music, or football, but through my interest in shooting. And I was very, very fortunate in that I teamed up with him. And he introduced me to several parts of East Kerry. Farm yards, every nook and cranny where a snipe or a woodcock or a pheasant. He knew them all. But it wasn't so much the shooting as much as spending a few hours with him, because he's an encyclopedia on East Kerry. He knows every townland and he has the lore and this yarn to tell. And a few hours spent with him was most rewarding, as I had the experience several times. Thank you, Jimmy.
Lovely. Mick Leeson, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Ish.
I know that you're a great friend of Jimmy O'Brien's. You use his public house above to come in and have a chat and meet people, and it's like the centre of the world in many places.
Well, obviously, that is quite correct. The first thing I want to say to Jimmy and to his family is congratulations on 50 years in their pub. It's a magnificent achievement. And I think so many people are grateful that he and his late wife Mary decided to come back from New York to set up a pub in College Street or Fair Hill, whichever you wish to call it. And they have prospered there ever since. And I think they have done so because there's a wonderful loyalty as part of their lives. And once a friend, always a friend. And that would be the very kernel of what Jimmy O'Brien is about, I think. He's very loyal to his own history, his own tradition and his own people, and he learned so much of his music and his lore from those that came before him, and he mentions them often, like Paddy Coakley and people like that. And he has that wonderful repertoire of songs and stories that he learned from them and that he has proudly passed on to his own family. He's a very loyal friend, and I think one of his great attributes is that for a man who has worked for so long in a pub and heard so many secrets, that he is a wonderful confidant. I have never heard him speak badly of anybody or betray any secret that was ever told to him. And one thing that I've never heard anybody say about him, but it's absolutely true, and I speak as somebody who liked a pint in my time, he's a man who wonderfully upheld the licensing laws of this land and gave great example that way. And I think it's something that he is proud of, and that it is right that he would be proud of it. And he served well and wonderfully during the legitimate hours, but when the closing time came, it was out, lads, and home. And that was good for the customers, and that was good for their families, and that's something that people admire him for doing also.
Jimmy, before I talk to you, Don O'Grady, the Mayor of Killarney, has just been on the line, and he says he wants to congratulate you on your 50 years business in Killarney, and your beautiful singing, and would you ever sing with your daughter and bring out a CD sometime? Jimmy, first of all, listen, should I apologise? Call in there to the program. Right. Should I apologise to you?
Why not you pay the doctor's expenses? Take a stroke.
Jimmy, anyway, listen to me, it is great to have you, and we are delighted. Everybody associated with this, and I'm only a figurehead, because everyone that you'll meet this evening has been involved in the setting up of this programme, because you're a person, you're unique in your many ways, and your pub is open to everybody to drop in and drop out. We meet people there on a regular basis. Football has been a huge part of your life, of course, with singing. What has it meant to you to have the likes of Tom Long and Mick Leeson and others coming in and out? Because
when I was growing up, I suppose I never knew, thought I'd meet such famous footballers, and I suppose me forgetting the old hamstring young myself, I would never know where I'd end up. But I was very proud, of course, to know all those people. I met an awful lot of people, and I find out people are outstanding. There's People are great.
50 years, Jimmy, in Killarney this month, isn't that right?
You were probably, yes, 50 years, yeah. Last week, last Friday night, you know.
Yeah.
So you give me a shock tonight. Wish I was all prepared, delighted, and hoping to have a good crack at him long about this. You really took me on the wares.
Yeah. Jimmy, you bought the pub when you were in America, didn't you? Just tell us what happened there.
Well,
not a mercy in your wife.
Yeah, well, that I wouldn't be there at all for my wife. You know, she was a great woman, really great woman. I suppose you wouldn't know it better. You know, we were over in New York, and we suppose for the first time in our life we'd come to Bob, and we saw this place had advertised, and I knew it well. I worked across the road in Qualities, so we rang Conor Healy, and we made a deal over the phone. So that was it, I suppose. Like the fellow said, the rest is history. It went from there on. So, what can I do? Only thank all the great people that came into me.
Yeah.
And of course, out my own country, I must say, out of Sleeve Rooker, I got 100%, just 100% support. Unbelievable altogether. Then you were the Fair Days across the road for me, and that were a big start. You were one every month, and that was an awful big thing.
The Fair Days, as you often said, Jimmy, yeah. That was a big part of you.
Yeah, and coming in alongside a great man, Christy Sweeney, like we were great friends, and we got on. It was a lovely place to either side of you there, you know. Yeah,
you have the Ryan on one side of you, and you have Christy Sweeney on the other. Brian Carty of RTE rang me this evening. He heard the programme was on, and he said he often recorded programmes inside your pub, and he wants to wish you the best and congratulate you on 50 years, and thank you. A man out in Clare, out from Clare from Australia, rang me today. His name is Kevin Richardson. You don't know him, but he comes to Killarney on holidays, and he drops into you regular. He's listening out in Australia, Kevin, and he wants to send you best wishes. There's loads of other people, Jimmy, getting on. But as the evening goes on, we'll be talking to various people. Tom, final word for you before we go for a break.
As I said, I'm grateful for the hours I spent with him. I could tell you yarns about times that we were out. I had a great dog one time. I guarded him well, and not everybody would be allowed to take him, but there would be occasions that I wouldn't be able to travel, so Jimmy used to take him out. And this dog had there was one problem. When he got on a bird, he was oblivious of everything around him, no point in shouting or calling him. So Jimmy collected him this evening anyhow, and another great friend of his who recently passed away, Paddy Coolgard of O'Sullivan.
Not a mercy, then.
And off they went anyhow, and the dog went doing his stuff. And Paddy, being the man he is, engaged Jimmy in conversation, no trace of the dog. So that was all right. They searched up and down and after about half an hour. God, Paddy, say a prayer to St. Anthony. I can't go home to Tom without this dog. So after they went searching again, on the side of the fence, and after a while, Jimmy said, "All right, Paddy, he's here." "Who is Paddy?" "St. Anthony, is it?"
Not a mercy in Paddy. Cool God, Jimmy. While we mention him, he passed away there lately. I know you'd like to pay tribute to him.
I'd love to, you know, sympathise with the family, because Paddy was someone very special, you know. And I had them all over Ireland with me to Flacos and everything. And I'm going to miss him now. In 2 weeks' time, the Willie Clancy Summer School in Milltown, Melbourne. Yeah. And of course, we'd go across on the ferry, and he'd say to me, "So around this week now, Brian, when are we going overseas?" You know, so I told a couple of the lads over. I remember we went into a pub one evening over, and this fellow says and said, "Oh God," he said, "the boat people are here this evening."
Mick, final word from you before we go for a break.
Oh, well, I think the best way to, what exemplifies Jimmy O'Brien best is to look at the wall inside in his pub.
Correct.
And to see all the famous names of great footballers, great hurlers, great hurleys, and great musicians from Sleeve Lucre and further afield. And every one of those have visited, every one of those have been friends, and every one of those are cherished and remembered. One of the great gifts Jimmy has is his ability to remember people that he mightn't have met for 15 and 20 years, and as soon as they darkened the door again, he says, "Ah, how are you there, Joe or Jack or Tim?" And all of those very famous people, some have gone, of course, but they're all cherished friends, and anywhere one travels with Jimmy O'Brien, invariably within 2 minutes, one you were stopped in the street and the person that know and are interested in talking to Jimmy O'Brien because of his lore and his knowledge and his wonderful store of songs.
Lovely.
And stories.
And Tom, thanks for being with us, and thanks for lending your name for this charade tonight, because it was supposed to be a programme about Tom Nolan. Mick Leeson, thank you. 066-712-3666. Eileen is back at in studio. Sinead is back in sound there. Andrew Morris is producing the programme here tonight. Kieran is helping us. Sean Hurley is also on. We'll be back shortly. We have loads of guests to meet and great music. Stay with us.
Terrace Talk with Whitty Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the special Terrace Talk coming from the Killarney studio, the life and times of Jimmy O'Brien. 50 years in business in Killarney today, his public house. It's sandwiched in above between Christy McSweeney's and the Royal Hotel in College Street, and people from all over the world drop in there. Irene and Johnny were on. Hello to Dolly and Connie Kelly in Boston. A big thank you for both of you for the great holiday they had over there. Now, so Neely O'Sullivan from Beaufort is reading out extracts of Jimmy's life as we move along. Neely.
The house I was born in was a house of music and singing. My mother's name was Lizzie Coakley. She had two sisters, Mary Ann and Nora, and two brothers, Denny and Paddy. They could all sing, and my uncle Paddy was a renowned singer, a really great singer. I learned a lot of songs from him when I was a young lad, and he gave songs to lots of others too. He was a shy man. He wouldn't go down to Petro's or to Borodove to sing a song in the pub. But he was a great entertainer, and he always sang at the stations or house dances, and he also played the melodeon. He was a very good polka set player. My father's name was Jim Bryan. He was born at Inch Kilcommon. When he married my mother, he moved down to Lyratoig. He was a great character and an all-round man. The longest memory in my head is of him putting down a platform for dancing at Charlie McCarthy's Sandpit. They danced there every Sunday evening. Jackie Fleming and the McCarthy brothers played there, and the dust was always flying.
Neely O'Sullivan there with his extract. I'm delighted to be joined by Donal Hickey and Donal O'Sullivan. Donal, journalist, of course, and author. Donal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Whitty.
Yeah. You have a long association with Mr. O'Brien.
Indeed, I have, going back, I'd say about 40 years. I'm revealing something about my age now, maybe, but it's something I'm very proud of. And I must say that I have so much enjoyment in that bar. I think it's really impossible to quantify. And I suppose there are lots of things that make a good bar. And I suppose the first part of it is having the right person behind the bar. And, of course, Jimmy is well known all over this country and beyond for his hospitality and his sense of welcome and his crack and his scamping and his roguery as well, which are very important ingredients in a good publican. And it's a great place, especially for people from East Kerry and Slieve Lucra, my own native Guineaguilla. And it's a kind of a bar where country people always feel comfortable and at home. And it's the countryman's bar in town. And over the years, you can meet all kinds of characters there, as well as footballers and musicians. You can meet farmers and all kinds of people. And even you don't even have to drink to call into Jimmy Bryan's. There's always a welcome there. And, you know, some people might go in just for to talk to Jimmy or maybe to use the facilities. And when they'd be leaving, then he might say to them, "Well, lads, thanks for coming anyway. I knew you wouldn't come to town without leaving me something." But Jimmy, I could sit here all night and tell stories about Jimmy. I mean, as everyone here, I know I won't hog it anymore, but I know everyone here has stories about Jimmy
and
O'Brien.
50 years in business.
50 years is a remarkable achievement.
You're sitting down alongside two winning Kerry captains there, Donny O'Sullivan, 1970. Donny, long-time friend of Jimmy O'Brien's.
I think we have stopped off the Irish compositions years ago by Is Mór Is Cuimhlum, which is as well I remember. And I can go further back than Donald, and I clearly remember Jimmy cycling in from Lairatawi when he was working in Colity's garage. And after that cycle once a day, he didn't need any weight training. And then he went to America, of course, and I think it was Liam Brown quipped, "We were very fortunate that he crossed the Hudson and came to Killarney." But it has been a great house, a great place for people to meet and talk and chat, and a house, I'd say, where you'd learn a thing or two. The stories, the folklore, the music, whatever about the games. And I would often run across my mind, we could call it Ulscully Vrain. And, you know, yeah, I say a wonderful place to visit. And Donald mentioned also about you didn't have to be drinking to go in there. I don't think I ever had an alcoholic beverage there, tea the whole time. And of late, Mick Gleeson will serve a very good cup of tea. And just a little reminder of that, when Derry played Kerry in a National League game, an important one about 2 years ago or three, a good few followers, supporters came down from Derry. And they asked me, Gary Coleman, Eamon Coleman's son, who played for Derry in 93, was asking where they should go just for a chat, something about the game afterwards. Derry had lost the game, but I said, call in to Jimmy O'Brien's. And up in County Derry afterwards, Gary told me the story. They went in, eight of them, and they asked for Jimmy, and he wasn't there. And Jimmy, they were leaving again because they were all pioneers. Not one of the eight was drinking. So they met Jimmy at the door. He brought them back in, and they were there till closing time. And they still talk about the great night they had, and all they drank was tea. Yeah. But above all, the falter, the welcome Jimmy had for them.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Yeah. Ambrose O'Donovan, winning Kerry Cap 1984. Ambrose, thanks for coming. Very welcome.
Thank you, Richie.
I know that I'd meet you on a regular basis inside Jimmy, and you're great friends with Jimmy's son, Jim Bob. I often heard the two of you giving a nice bar of a verse together.
We do on occasion, on special occasions, myself and Jim Bob have been known to sing Johnny Jump Up and a few of those little things. But I don't mind talking about the same man here at heart tonight. Every man starts heaping praise on top of this man. But, you know, there's one story about this man I'll tell you about, I suppose, and he never forgave me for a long, long time after it. Leash were playing Kerry above and in the league game in Killarney. And I was just starting to finish you up at the time. And Jimmy thought I knew an awful lot of the Leash team, which I did. I knew a lot of them quite well at the time, Leo Turley and those fellas. But they had a midfielder at the time. He was Elwin. And there was another fellow with him, John Costello. But these two big men came into Brian's after, of course, as we did. After the match, we went down for a few cups of coffee, like Donnie's and other things we had. But these two fine men came in the door after me, and Jimmy says to me, who are they, Rosie? Oh, says I, Jimmy, and that's the midfielder for Leash. I says, and John Costello. I says, well, the two of them playing today. Christ, you're right, of course, he said. So Jimmy, being the man that he was, went over to make pleasant conversation. And he was talking away to the boys for 5 or 10 minutes, saying, yeah, how do you think today? And the boys obviously were at the game as well in Killarney. Not bad, not bad. Yeah, you're coming. I can see you in Leinster. Your man looks at Jimmy, he said, and a smile across his face. Jimmy, he said, I'm back from Milltown. He says, I'm in here to meet Willie Maher. Jimmy looked over at me. If looks could kill, and I said, like Tom Long was talking about the dog, he just shot me out of two barrels. But that was Jimmy and myself. We were good old crack going on for many of the year. And like Mick Gleeson said, it was great to see him back in 50 years. It's a great house to go to. The one great thing about Jimmy's I always find was a Sunday evening during county leagues, or any match for that matter. It was a great stopping house for people going back to Dublin on the train and whatnot. And you'd get an account of every match, and that was the great thing about it. You'd know every result from all parts of the county of a Sunday evening when Brian's from 6:30 to 7:30.
Jimmy, what have you to say to these three men?
Well, I'd say I made a good hand of Ambrose. Anyway, I taught him a lot of things, and I demonstrated our, you know, the high feeling with him a few times when he was a young lad. And I think it was great, you know, these fellows. I think they're really great. And if I thought that I was so important, I think, you know, I think I'd be dressing different around the town every day. But it was great, you know, these fellows. They're great people.
Neely Sullivan is reading out extracts. You wrote wrote Dunn here. He wrote a nice piece journal.
We do a regular feature in our Sleeve Lucre journal of a musical personality writing their own story.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wrote a brilliant piece about growing up in Lerathoid, Paddy Coakley, his uncle, who was a great singer. And he collected a lot of songs from Paddy, songs that he sings. And I heard him the other night singing one of the great songs, Pensioner McGee, which is one of the best renderings I've heard from Jimmy himself in the bar for many years. And I must say that for his age, which I think is almost 4 score at this stage, that he's singing as well as he ever sung, and I'm listening to him for many, many decades now.
I don't know.
And it was great to hear him singing so well. It reminded me of something like the Old Fair Day in Killarney, in that he stood in the middle of the bar, and the crowd gathered all around him, and he went up with all the high notes, and they almost went up with him, and there was a wonderful atmosphere, and it also reminded me of another great singer from Guineaguilla, the singing postman, D.D. Cronin, who always, after matches in Killarney that you know, Guineaguilla were playing in, he ended up in Jimmy Bryan's singing. And it just brought all back that back to me. It was wonderful to hear Jimmy singing so well all the time.
Lovely. Did, sorry, go on,
Jim. I don't know, am I 50 years of age or am I 50 years in the bar?
Con Paddy O'Sullivan was on, in the lovely card, and Con Paddy and Eileen and Oliver Bradley and Dan Cronin. Hope you have a lovely evening, Jimmy. Well deserved. Big night on Kerry Radio. Many thanks for all your hospitality over the years, and may it continue on July the 3rd when you will get another opportunity to rub your stomach when you see the Cork fans arriving. Con Paddy O'Sullivan. Thank you for that, Con, my friend. And also, Kevin, we wanted to say hello to somebody else, didn't we?
Pat Griffin.
You wanted to mention somebody, I know there was somebody. Pat Griffin, Pat, the great Kerry footballer, sends his best wishes to. Yeah.
And Pat is... He had a slight, small bit of operation, I think, today, so we'd wish him the very best. And I think four years ago, was it, or five, you had Pat had a big night in Glenbear.
That's right, on Terrace Talk.
On Terrace Talk, right, yeah.
So. Ambrose, before we go, sum up Jimmy's pub in 10 words for me.
Well, I suppose it's comfortable, it's friendly, and, you know, there's always a great element of honesty about the pub.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to believe everything Jimmy tell you, but most of the time he'd tell you the truth. But you'd have to say it was, you always left it, you felt comfortable inside there. You know, there was never any trouble or anything inside there, no blackguard, anything like that going on. It was a place you went into to enjoy a pint or have a chat about football. And, you know, I think it was home to a lot of us, you know, when we were growing up along after matches. It was a great place
just
to go.
Just still home, Ambrose.
But still, yeah. And I mean, what I still like to see is when teams play above in the park, like Guineaville and the Crokes, or, you know, that time, or Spa, we'd always meet in Jimmy Bryan's after, and what happened in the field stayed on the field, and you took it to Jimmy's after for a bit of crack, and not long may that continue. It's a great, real old style pub, I think, in Canada.
Like,
the hardest thing I found in 50 years to make sure nobody told a lie, and fair play to them, they don't.
Just before for break, somebody wrote one time about your pub, Jimmy. Only two topics of conversation are tolerated here. The first is football, mainly of the Kerry variety. Reference to Cork or Dublin football are endured only if spoken of in jest or ridicule. But despite that, a genuine warm welcome awaits GA players and followers, past or present, who call from all over the world. This little watering hole has become a place to where many Kerry exiles regularly make a pilgrimage in search of spiritual renewal and sustenance to help them survive in the lonely outposts far from their homeland. They are returned to their homes in Cork and other strongholds of the enemy, fortified with hope and resolve, and with a steely glint in the eye after assurances from several icons of the game who are regularly in Jimmy's that the green and gold will rise again. The other passion and topic of discussion here is traditional music, and the pub is regarded as the unofficial embassy in Killarney of Slieve Lucra, an area unusually rich in traditional music and song. 066-71-23666, 083-300-3300. Tonight, a tribute to Jimmy O'Brien, 50 years in business in Killarney. We'll be back shortly. Thanks, lads, for joining us.
Terrace Talk with Wheaty Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme coming from the Killarney studio tonight. A special tribute to Jimmy O'Brien, celebrating 50 years in business in Killarney. His pub in College Street is situated, is jammed in between Christy McSweeney's and the Royal Hotel up there, and people come from all over the world. Neely Sullivan.
We all went to Anna Blah School. I never liked going to school, but I got on all right. My big disappointment was that I never made the singing class. We grew a bit older and moved on a bit. Doyle's was a great house for all the young lads. We had great excitement there, and it was music all the time. I used to go to Doyle's every night because they had a melodeon, and I wanted to learn a few tunes. The lads would be gone out kicking ball around the field, and I'd stay inside by the fire trying to learn a couple of tunes. A very nice old man from next door by the name of Bill Doody would call in and sit down by the other side of the fire. He liked to hear the news from the town of Killarney, where I was working. I wasn't inclined to give him too much attention because I was more interested in learning a few tunes. Something happened one day in town and he wanted to know all about it, So I was giving him the details with my head down and I trying my best to play this old tune. He got impatient with me and he said, "Christ, Brian, you're there every night with your dury dairy and you're getting nowhere. In the name of God, couldn't you throw it away from you?" I took his advice and that was the last of my musical career.
Lovely, Neely. Well done, dear. Congratulations to Jimmy Mary King listening on the internet in Kildare. Congratulations to Jimmy Jack Sheehan, Donibate in Dublin. Congratulations, Jimmy, from Sheila Toomey and all the Toomey family, Ballymac. From his friend neighbours from Fairhill, Linda, all the McNeeses, O'Donohoe's Knocking Dove. Hi, Wishy. Congratulations. Best wishes to Jimmy, Charles Fitzell and Belly Longford. Congratulations, Jimmy. Enjoy the crack in the pub. Tom and Kathleen Herlihy, Ballymac. Congratulations to Jimmy, mighty man for us, scale. Anytime we go in, keep it up. Big hello to Jim Bob too, Conor Gleeson. Best wishes to Jimmy. We always enjoyed the great singing sessions and football chats in his pub when he visited Brosnan's. Eileen, Mike, Joe and Anya Cronin in my van. Congratulations on 50 years and wonderful host in the bar, Dennis Gearn in Glenbay. Dennis would love to hear Jimmy singing a song called My Blue White Mountain Queen. And Councillor Cahill Grady from Killarney wishes to congratulate Jimmy O'Brien on his 50 years as a councillor, and I can vouch for the fact that in my time as a member of An Garda Síochána that Jimmy O'Brien never once transgressed the law. So no, Jim. Carl Welch. Now, so, we're going for a bit of music. Nicky and Anne McAuliffe are music teachers with the Killarney branch of Cultus Cultori Éireann since their early days. They have entertained millions of people down through the years at Seamshet here in Tralee and all over the world with Cultus. Eileen O'Brien Minogue came all the way from Tipperary tonight to be with us. Eileen, a wonderful musician and a fiddle tutor with the Irish Academy of Music and Dance in the University of Limerick, met Jimmy through her father, renowned accordion player and composer Paddy O'Brien. The late Paddy and his wife Eileen Seary were friends of Jimmy and Mary in New York, a link which remained unbroken when both families returned to Ireland in the 1960s. And Eileen O'Brien Minogue and Nicky and Anne McAuliffe are now going to play especially for Amanda's in Killarney business 50 years.
We're going to play a jig called Jimmy O'Brien's Jig.
Lovely. Lovely, Eileen. Jimmy, what did you think of that now? How did they do?
I should that outstanding. They're the very best, you know. I was thinking back over the years when Eileen was a child in the cradle, I suppose you call it in the cot in America that time. And I remember having her up in my arms and she little baby, so that's a long time ago now. And sure, Nicky and Anne, I know them ever, you know, and great friends, very loyal friends. And Paddy O'Brien and myself were really outstanding friends. Paddy was the renowned accordion player, you know. One of the great players, he composed a lot of tunes and everything. Myself and the late Tim Mangan, we used to visit up at Paddy's, and I think the place called Yahalara in Newtown, Port Row. And we had some great nights there. And it is Eileen, your mother Eileen, that was there, yeah.
Eileen, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming down to us and listening. A lot of memories there. I can know. I can know that you're great friends.
Yeah. Well, great. As Jimmy said, he met up with Daddy and Mam in New York, so that's gone back a long time, in the 50s.
Yeah.
1950s, like, you know, which is a lifetime. Yeah. And they remain friends, and the friendship had carried on then.
It was.
You know, through our generation.
Remember Eileen's wedding in Lawford?
Yeah.
Remember it, you know.
Nikki, the same for yourself and Anne. Great, long memories there. And
yeah, I remember calling to Jimmy's pub for the first time in 1964. And I suppose you described Jimmy's pub as like the United Nations, I suppose, one way across between the United Nations and Dalhern, maybe. Because you meet all sorts of people there, musicians, sports people and all. Even if you go into Jimmy's bar, you'll see a photo of Bradley Crawford, the great actor, pulling a pint, isn't that, Jimmy?
Yeah. He wasn't the only actor in the
That's the beauty of the pub. You'll meet a huge cross section there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure, Anne, you're the same. You were delighted to come along tonight and take part in this little tribute. What does Jimmy O'Brien mean to you?
I love his singing anyway.
Do you?
Yeah. I do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Nikki, a final word from you.
As they say, there's an old Latin saying, for many years, ad multis annos. Yeah. I think that would be the best.
Jimmy, I think I was watching you there, and you, I think you enjoyed that very much.
You would have to enjoy that music. You
your heart is in your heart more for the music than the football?
Well, I'd say I probably maybe understood the music a bit better. But,
yeah.
But I think, at times, I think I would know more about football, you know. But to hear this play, you know, I wouldn't.
Well, Eileen and Nikki, and thanks for joining us. It was great having you. 066-712-3666. Eileen is back in the studio with Sinead is on sound. Eileen is taking your calls. We have loads of more people to talk to. We could spend a lot more. But, folks, thanks for coming. That was absolutely beautiful. We'll be back shortly. Stay with us and tell us talk.
Thanks.
Terrace Talk with Whitty Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
You're very welcome back to the programme. We'll have another little snippet of Jimmy O'Brien's life and times.
I served my time as a mechanic in Cullity's garage in Killarney. I served my full time there and I stayed on for a while after qualifying. I was courting a girl by the name of Mary Cronin, who was to become my wife. We both decided to go to America and worked in New York. I never intended staying in America. I never cared about it. So when we got a few dollars together after 2.5 years, I saw a pub for sale in Killarney by the name of Cornelius Healy's. It was advertised in the Kerryman. I knew the pub well because I had worked across the street from it in Cullity's for 7 years. I rang Conor Healy and asked him how much he wanted, and we bought the pub over the phone. The asking price was £3,000, and after some bargaining, I bought it for £2,750. We came home in 1961 and opened the pub. I never thought of being a publican when I was young, but we said we'd give it a go, and as the saying goes, the rest is history. I must say, the support we got over the years has been fantastic.
Has been fantastic, is right. And talking about America, you were in America, Jimmy. We're going to Florida now because Liam Brown is on. Liam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Weechi. Thanks for calling. I was looking forward to saying hello to Jimmy and everyone there and wishing him every success and congratulations.
Well, away with you now, my friend, and tell us what this man means to you when you were around Killarney in your holidays.
Oh, God, sure. We've been friends for 50 years, you know. And as Mick Leeson said earlier on, I was listening. When you become a friend of Jimmy O'Brien's, you have a friend for life. And I always found that about Jimmy and too about Mary. You know, we had a great interest in the music, him and me, and we spent a lot of time listening to it and talking and trashing out different tunes and different players. And we always had a great time together. One of the things that people say, you know, if you do somebody a little favor, they say, you know, you're more than welcome. What I always found, whenever I visited Brian's, I was always more than welcome. And that was one of the great traits of Jimmy and Mary and Jim Bob and his girls. I loved going there, and I loved the people I met there. I'm very saddened to hear that my great friend, Paddy Kolgorov, passed away, because he was one of the truly great people going into Brian's.
He was. Well said, Liam. Now, stay with us. Jimmy, you're in business 50 years, but there's a man over in England who's a priest 50 years. He was ordained 50 years ago this year altogether, Father Tim O'Sullivan. Father, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Shane. Thank you for inviting me. Jimmy, how are you doing?
Well,
1961 was a great year, wasn't it?
A great year, yeah.
Jimmy, I'm delighted to talk to you, but I wished I was over with you.
Thank you.
Because it would be a great night, and it would be a repeat of many good nights we've had. And I hope Jim Bob and all the rest of them are fine, and that they're enjoying it as well.
Thank you very much, Father.
Lovely, Father. And Liam, we could stay talking to you for a long time.
Of course you could.
Listen to me, thank you both for contributing to the programme, and we're looking forward. Jimmy wants to say something to you.
Dear Father Tim, and Liam, if you're listening, I feel like I know they were born in 61 or did they open the business in 61 tonight?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Thank you anyway, lads. Thank you anyway. Listen, enjoy the programme.
God bless, Jimmy. I'll see you next month, Jimmy, all right.
Thank you, lads. Jimmy O'Brien's bar, of course, was opened on the 10th of June 1961, and Jimmy Doyle, then a mere lad of 15 years, was the first musician to play in the pub. The two Jimmys have remained lifelong friends. Tonight, Jimmy Doyle is joined by Ellen Healy, daughter of the famous, legendary Johnny O'Leary, accordion player from Slieve Rota. And now they're going to, in your own time, and Gerald Mangan, Gerald, of course, is a first cousin of Mary. Sorry, Gerald, you were just going to come in there. And Gerald Mangan, Gerald, the first cousin of Mary, Jimmy's late wife. So, in your own time, we're going to hear some of this fantastic music. Away with you, folks. Jimmy Doyle, and Eleanor Healy, and Gerald Mangan. stuff. Jimmy Doyle, Ellen Healy, and Gerald Mangan. Very quick, in 30 seconds, what does Jimmy mean to you, your lifelong friends?
Well, that's for sure, yeah. He mean everything to me, really, do you know?
Yeah.
Because he was a great man for the music anyway, and that was very important.
Yeah. Ellen, of course, your dad, Johnny Leary, he'd play a regular in Jimmy's pub, isn't he?
He used, that's right.
Meant a lot to the family.
Yes, he did. He came in there even before he died. He played there about 10 days before he died with Jimmy here and a few more of his musical friends.
Yeah. How important is the pub to the musical people?
Oh, sure, it is. I mean, it brings the country to Killarney. I mean, really, it takes the town to the country, really. It is like home.
Gerald, we'll be talking to you later. Ellen, thanks for joining us. And Jimmy, always great to see you. We're going for the news. We're going for a short break. 066-712-3666. When we come back, we'll have lots more to talk about. 50 years of Jimmy O'Brien's business in Killarney, his life and times. Stay with us.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Welcome back to the programme. Jimmy O'Brien's public in College Street, Killarney, green and gold pub situated between Christy McSweeney's and the Royal Hotel, 50 years in business. And congratulations to Jimmy, Kathleen O'Sullivan, Ballyhare, all the Guilfoyle family in Kilcommon, ex-Lord Mayor of Guineagwillam, Michael Linehan, the land of the wanderers, wishes you the very best, Jimmy. Congratulations, Jimmy, a great man, George Gallivan, Tide Lovett, Borrowby, County Cork. What clubs are Jimmy supporting his career? Pat H. 10 says, be thinking about that, Jimmy. That's a stickler. Patty Edge 10, that was a nice one. Jimmy, be thinking about it. Anyway, hi, Wishy. Congratulations. Best wishes to Jimmy, Charles Fitzell and Belly Longford. Bernie Reardon of Killarney Heights wishing Jimmy the very best of luck. And congratulations to Jimmy and thanks for the hospitality down through the years from the McCullough family in Guineagwilla. Jimmy, congrats and best wishes. Well-deserved, Shawnee O'Leary. Hi, Wishy. Please say hello to Siobhan Maher, listening in France from all the Mahers in Tralee. Congratulations, Jimmy. Congratulations, Jimmy. Jerry O'Mahony, 94 years. Paddy O'Mahony, goalkeeper. Noreen O'Mahony, mystical Rose Killarney. And Jerry, my friend, you're listening out there. You're 94 years old. We are thinking of you, and thanks for that, Jerry. We appreciate that. Your son was the great Kerry goalkeeper who went through one championship without conceding a goal. Very rare. Congratulations, Jimmy. Thanks for all the free ones and pleasant trips to matches. Jim Gleeson, Mrs. from Tralee. Congratulations to Jimmy, Dermot and Sheila O'Keefe, Ratmore, Paddy McCartan, McGarrett, West Kerry, Gaeltacht. Wishy, what about a few words in Irish? We'll get that from soon, Paddy. There's no doubt at all about that. But first of all, we're going to the comment line because there's a man over heading for Heathrow Airport. His voice is well known throughout the world. He's a jewel in the Irish crown, one of the great singers. Jimmy, put them winkers on you there. You want to listen to Sean O'Shea. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme.
I'm delighted to be able to pay a tribute to Jimmy O'Brien, Wishy, and I suppose the first thing I could do is say hello to yourself and to add my congratulations, and they're well deserved, to all the ones I've just heard you reading out now, some famous names among them.
You love calling to Jimmy, as you're a regular contributor to his nights.
I do, yeah.
How important is his premises in the overall context of things, Sean?
Well, I think in the Ireland of the present day, his premises is very important. I've always kind of described Jimmy and his premises as Crean Féile, and I suppose a rough translation of that would be the heart and soul of generosity. And in Jimmy's pub, you'll always get culture, you'll always get good company and good conversation, and the best of music and singing. And what more could a man want? And I haven't mentioned a drink at all.
Do you want to say hello to Sean here, Jim?
Hello, Sean.
Thank you,
thank you very much for ringing
at all. I'm delighted to talk to you, and I'm very sorry that because of a prior commitment, I couldn't be with you tonight, but I'm sure I'll meet you before the summer's out, with God's help.
You're with God's help.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean, very much.
Sean,
all, Jimmy.
Nice talking to you, my friend. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, Wishy, and the best of luck to everyone there.
Safe journey home to you too. Safe journey, thank you. Jimmy's grandson, Shane O'Neill, phoned from New York, said to wish Jimmy all the best, and he'll see him in August. That's your grandson, Shane O'Neill.
Great. Lovely stuff.
Congratulations to cousin Jimmy from Michael Breeder McCarthy Larkins in Milltown. Please wish Jimmy and the real boss, Jim Bob, All the best for Maura and Dennis Gallivan. Maura, better known as neighbours, the neighbour's child. Congratulations to Jimmy, Mary and John Randalls in the Park Road. And Jim Bob is above in the bar, keeping the thing going. Jim Bob there, we're thinking about you here, my friend, keep it going. Now I'm joined by two more men, Harry O'Neill, who's a son-in-law of Jimmy O'Brien. Harry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Richie.
Yeah, you married into the family.
I did.
Made no mistake there.
Well, I don't know about making the mistake there, no. Myself, just gas, and myself and Anne started going out there way, way back when we were in school, and I remember, I don't think he was too happy at the time. I think he wanted the daughter to end up with somebody from outside the town, and unfortunately it was bad enough that she ended up with a fellow from the town, but a fellow from the Crokes as well. That really probably drove him mad.
What's he like as a father-in-law, Harry? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
He's unique. That's what he is.
Well said.
You know, he has his own style of everything, but I remember, like, if you were ever down in the house, there was music going on, and I like my music, but there's nothing like the music that Jimmy would like himself. So that just, for me, it was torture, but, you know, it brought me into culture that I had never been used to. And then obviously, like, his interest in Gaelic football was probably the thing that saved me, because I was interested in football as well, and that we kind of, we got a great bond going through that over the years then.
He has a tremendous passion, real passion. He's one of the real passionate Kerrymen, isn't he?
He is, and I mean, I've been involved with Kerry football now in the background for the last 8 or 9 years, and once the championship season starts up, my phone has never stopped ringing. Now, he asks me the same questions nearly every day. When are Kerry training? He could tell me when Kerry are training. He can tell me more about what's going on inside in the camp than I could tell him myself, and I'm up inside in the camp all the time. But that's the interest he has. He'll ring up after every game that the Crokes play or Kerry play, and we'll have to have a good analysis of what goes on. And as he says himself there earlier on, like, only for that hamstring. He probably would have been a great player himself as well, like, but he's bringing all that knowledge, that experience that he has over the years. And when I was training the Crokes in 2000, and again last year when we won the county championship, he takes all the credit, because he says he taught me everything I knew. Like, so
your son and his grandson is in America at the moment. He's in best wishes there.
That's right, yeah. Shane has just finished his year in college, so he's himself and a few of his buddies headed off to Montauk. He's not actually playing football now, is he, Shane? He's gone on a J-1 visa, and I'd say enjoying themselves.
Jimmy,
so they're left saying about that.
You wanted to say something there?
Well, I'm delighted that Harry appreciate all the help I give him and the advice I give him on how to training the team and all this kind of thing, and he put it in full use. I'm delighted.
Harry mentioned there about the Kelly team training. You seriously, you love going watching the training.
I do, yes.
Regular.
I do, yes.
What's on pattern watching Kelly training?
I just don't know. It's lovely. You really see, you could be picking the team, of course, you could be picking the team for yourself coming down the road, and of course you would be pick the team and see how right you were or how wrong you were, usually. But I think it's very enjoyable, a lovely way to spend an hour in the fine evening above the park. And I go up there ever.
John O'Leary from Spa also joins us. John, you're very welcome to the programme. How did you get to know, what's your first memory of Jimmy O'Brien?
Well, it isn't how I got to know him, it's how he got to know me, Weeshie, because I was sitting outside the door one day against the window, and he came out and he says, "And who would you be now?" And I told him who I was, and he says, "Arisher, I know all belonging to you." And I suppose that would be the same scenario for thousands of young lads since, because he'd know everyone belonging to them. And there's no young lad would go into that pub through that door more than twice, but he wouldn't know all belonging to him down through the years.
So what's unique about the pub? Because it is, even to go into it, it is a special kind of an aura, John. It's the walls are littered with photographs and memorabilia, and there's something special about it, either. And the lovely brass that Jim Bob keeps polished all the time along the bar.
Yeah, the worst thing about the pictures on the wall is that you have to more or less pass on to get up to that wall, you know. but anyway, I suppose people have covered it there already. It is small and intimate, and there's a great cross-section of people. And I suppose you have to put that down to the location, really. You have the courthouse, for instance. You have the church. You have a bus and a railway station. You have hotels. And not to mention the friendly proprietor himself. And then he has a knack of getting very friendly and efficient staff down through the years. actually, I would say that he'd say himself that he's been blessed with the staff he has. Now, I don't know how he recruits them. It's probably the FBI and the CIA and all them. I'd say they have to go through the scrutiny of all those. But he's been blessed with them down through the years. And the present incumbent there, of course, Andy is as good as any of them. And, of course, the overseer of the whole lot, young James, of course, keeps the whole place ticky over.
You must have seen a lot of funny incidents there over the years, John. Does anyone come to mind readily, or are some strange incidents?
Loads of them, but we couldn't say them over the airwaves because the broadcast, the authority would be on to us. But I suppose if you asked people, you know, what was one of the great nights or the occasions there, and I suppose, you know, I wouldn't be far wrong when I'd say when Ambrose came home with the cup in 84, you know, because it was like the small parish and the small club and even the small bar, and you know, the whole lot coming together, country and town and the lot. And a few days later, you remember that time, it was Monday night, it was Killarney, it was Tuesday night, it was Tralee, and Wednesday night was the captain's hometown. And this was Wednesday, and it was still going strong, the crack, and about 3 o'clock, these two Yanks came in, and two women, and they says, "Gee, are you still celebrating that big ball game?" And everybody said they were, and had no notion of stopping, like. And they said, "Will you come over here and meet the captain?" So it's incidents like that, you know, it's funny incidents like that that make
the place. Yeah, the place never. By the way, Alan and Susan Groke, Alan Groke out in Colorado was on. He wishes you the best, Alan, my friend, and his sister Susan. Neely, before we go for a break, you have another little snippet of the life and times of Jimmy O'Brien, haven't you? There,
publicans hear great stories. One day a man came into the bar to me with a theory that hurling originated in Slieve Lochra. Problem was, however, that the ball kept getting lost in the rushes and they got tired of looking for it. They then got a big ball, but it was too big to hit it with a stick. Then they threw away the hurleys and started kicking the ball instead. That's how football started. At least that's what the man told me. He swore it, pon my soul. I remember great nights with the musicians. Professor Ivor Brown was in one night with Dennis Murphy, and when he was pulling on the pipes, he said to Dennis, "I don't know if I'll be able to play at all. I am very busy at work." Dennis looked at him and said, "If work is interfering with your music, Ivor, give up the work." That's a lovely attitude to have to life.
And you're listening to extracts from the Slieve Lochra manual that comes out every year. Wonderful production. And Jimmy wrote his story for it there the last time it came out. We're listening to... What time is the early bird menu finished? Mary and Sean Kavanagh wants to know, Jimmy, in the pub.
Well, I don't know. The caterman will be around tomorrow anyway. So caught by the evening, and it's about 5 o'clock, and we'll have peanuts and everything.
And happy 40th birthday to Anne O'Leary Killarney today. God bless from Mum and Dad in Ballinskellig. We're lucky to, congratulations, Jimmy. We are lucky to have his nephew, Father Tim, in Killogden, who has all the qualities of Jimmy. And thank you for that. Nick and Anne sends in with that there. Congratulations, Jimmy. You're a legend. Eileen and Aidan Harty. Listen, John and Harry, thanks for joining us, lads.
Just one thing.
Okay, Harry, that's
just before. They haven't been mentioned yet, but in the 50 years of the pub that was going on there, Jimmy's two daughters, Anne and Siobhan, spent a lot of the summers. And Anne said to me she never got a colour in Ireland in the summer because she always had to work inside the bar. So the two girls put in a huge number of years inside in the bar as well, and I'm sure an awful lot of the customers that had been there over the years would remember the two girls for that as well. And
I would like to thank Anne and Siobhan and, of course, Jim Bob for all the great help they gave me over the years. They were really outstanding. And we're talking about bar stuff. I really was very liquid bar stuff. I had started off with a girl by the name of Breeda Crone. She's now Mrs. O'Connor. Hello, Breeda. I hope you'll be listening. And I had Breeda for 8 years until she got married. And I had a girl by the name of Margaret Lane for 13 years. And I had a next door neighbour of mine, we called her out Kate McCarthy. And Kate, an outstanding girl, I had Kate for 14 years. So that wasn't too bad. And now I have Andy Breen, an outstanding barman altogether. So hello Andy and Jim Bob up there, I hope you're listening.
Congratulations to Jimmy from sister-in-law Nora. And Jimmy, best wishes to Jimmy and family, the Dwyer family in Anna Blah and Kilcommon. Congratulations to Jimmy, Sean DeBarr O'Sullivan. And by the way, just before I go for it, I must remind people, next Wednesday night I'm in conversation with Emer Connolly from 6 to 7 about her book Out on Bail. Don't miss that. It's a fascinating book that she has brought out. She's coming down from Clare to be with me out on bail by Ian McConley, 6 to 7 next Wednesday night. 0667123666 0833003300. Eileen is taking your call. Sinead is on sound. Siobhan is also taking the calls here with Kieran O'Regan, who's doing tremendous work, and Andrew Morrissey is producing the program. We'll be back shortly. More music, more chat. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme tonight. The life and times of Jimmy O'Brien, 50 years in business in College Street in Killarney. People from all over the world call into that pub. And now, though Kerry man true and true, Jimmy has often crossed the border in Coolea and Ballybrony to take part in musical events of the Dermot O'Sullivan Memorial Weekend. And the late Dermot, along with friends from Corricolda Ada, often sang late into the night in the pub in College Street. Tonight we're delighted that members of Cool Ada contingent join us, and we thank them for coming. Padder O'Reilly, Johnny Lehan, O'Neill Mikey and Garoda Dunin, they join us. Lads, you're very welcome.
Thanks
for coming. Without further ado, without any talk at all, we want to hear a bit of nice music here.
You know, hear it.
Is it guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Here we go, lads, guaranteed. So. Heather, of course, you're the son of the great Sean O'Reilly. It's great to have you. And Jimmy O'Brien, and in the musical industry, and in what does he mean to the whole area of the whole music?
Well, I suppose he's like the cultural fire between Kerry and the rest of the world, like actors and poets, that crowd, and musicians and singers and topers and blagards and everything. When they arrive into Kerry, they call into Jimmy's first to kind of get a stamp, as it were. Or a pint or whatever, and find the news and disperse from there. I remember one night that my father came down from Dublin with Gareth Brown, one of the Guinness's Mercedes, and they stopped in the mills, which was owned by an Englishman called Freeman that time. Jimmy, do you remember him?
Very well, yeah.
And my father left with Gareth Brown's car and my mother and myself, and a crate full of snipe. But snipe don't mean birds with feathers, they mean small bottles of champagne.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we collected Gareth Brown in the Great Southern after train, and Paddy Maloney, and some famous photographer from Australia, and a few more, and we went down to Jimmy's, and we were discussing down there, and then at closing time, they said to Jimmy about the crate of snipe, they'd have to get something to go with it, a couple of crates of Guinness. So we went back to Dennis Murphy the Waver then, and we had black velvet over a copper kettle all night long till Mike and Gal.
Does he visit Coolie very often?
Regularly, sure, he's like the ambassador. He'd have to leave his residence now and again and walk amongst the plebeians of the rest of the world, particularly the
Johnny country. Johnny Lehan, you're a great friend of Jimmy's. Are you going to give us a song? tell us about your association with him.
Well, actually, I let you all into a secret tonight, people of Ireland, that this whole programme tonight was put together under false pretences. Jimmy never knew about it, but in actual fact, the whole idea was to launch the campaign for Jimmy O'Brien's presidential expedition. And it'll be all in the papers tomorrow that Jimmy O'Brien from Kerry is going to be the new candidate for the President of Ireland.
Yes, you know what? That's a good idea. There's no way that he wouldn't get it.
I know what the man.
Jimmy, what have you to say to these men that are after coming on you before Johnny sings?
Well, I'll tell you the plain truth. You couldn't find better hospitality or better people than the Coolie crowd of Ballyburn. I really enjoy going over there always, and I I know them all since they were young fellas calling in and to the bar, and I remember the court cool air when they were all young lads far me circle above inside in the bar, and they all seemed a lot to me seen Dame of Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll remember the course now with a great Aiksha every December. And I'll tell you, they're very special people. To myself and Jimmy Dyne and the lads, we really, the cool air lads, that's what we call them. I don't know, we don't know their names at all.
Dennis Kelleher in New York rang up, Jimmy, he's listened to the programme and the net over, he'd like to congratulate you. So, Johnny, you're going to sing a song first.
I'm going to sing a song, okay. But before I sing a song, I must say that we Cork people, there's great rivalry between Cork and Kerry.
Which is only building up now for
what
the tournament.
What we most prefer when the Munster final is in Killarney.
That's for sure.
Because we love coming to Killarney the night before and coming into Jimmy Bryan's pub and Jimmy telling us how much he's afraid that we're going to
there's
be.
There's only one team we're afraid of, Cork. He always says that, yeah.
I would be afraid of him too, like, but...
Johnny, in your own time.
All right. Okay. I got to sing one verse or two out of a long song.
Okay.
About poteen.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Jimmy doesn't serve it officially, but...
Unofficially.
Oh, come on, you lands and lassies fair, a tin to my oar. That's the wrong one.
Yes, it is grand.
Oration. I hope you'll hear me in my song and give me an ovation. I now intend your voices and your kind consideration to wish me giant happiness in exporting transportation. Agus gyomini shakru ishkinis biakshe alan. Iskra makri makru ishkin slanti alma vornin. Skomen am koning dal no ban. Agus gyomini shakru ishkinis biakshe alan. It was in the month of June or so, some cowardly hearted traitors, they went into the barrack, and the story they related, they said that in that western glen, far, far, far out in the mountain, there was a poteen Irish still flowing from a crystal fountain, Iskiamini Shakru Ishkinis Biakshalan. T'was early the next morning, the police made preparations. They hired a car and driver to take them to the station. But when they reached the shanty, they found they were mistaken. There was neither manufacturer or anything relating. Iskiamini Shakru Ishkin Isbiak Shalan. Rama Krima Kru Ishkin Slanti Alma Vornin Iskamalam Mkoni Nohub Noban Iskiamini Shakru Ishkin Isbiak Shalan. Now this crystal drop right from the still, 'twould cure all kinds of ailments. 'Twould cure the yellow janders, the scarlatine and measles. 'Twould banish heart diseases from your lungs. From your lungs, 'twould drive inflammation from your horn. 'Twould drive the devil from your heart to drive temptation. Agus gyomiri shakru ishkinis biak shalan. And now to conclude and finish, and I hope I've said no treason, freedom is soon dawning, and we'll have home rule. So gaeltacht, we'll banish all land grabbers and cowardly hearted traitors, and we'll have our poteen Irish still on sod gan vacus thing. Gus gyomini shakru ishkin is biak shalan. Is grama crema cru ishkin slainti elma bornin. Is kamalam un koning dhub no ban. Agus gyomini shakru ishkin is biak shalan.
Well done, Johnny. Well done. Well done. Now, just before we go for break, we're coming back. One Ian is going to sing a song for us after the break, but we'll go out with another little snippet of Jimmy O'Brien's life, and the boys are staying with us, and we'll go out with Neely giving us a little snippet out of that manual.
Though I didn't make it as a musician myself, I was never let down by the musicians of Slieve Lochra. All were great men and women. Dennis Murphy and Julie Clifford, Johnny O'Leary, Dan Leary, Jimmy Doyle, Paddy Doyle, Sonny Sweeney, Sonny Reardon, all the Cronin family that played in my pub, and all the great singers like Dee Dee Cronin, Pat Tate, Mick Cronin, Jim Kelly, Gary McMahon, Jerry Mack and Bridey, and all the great characters. Mick Cronin from Guinea Gwilla, Mrs. Dennehy, Jer Kelly and Christy Cronin were among the many great singers. Over the years, we had some mighty music sessions in the bar. Kieran McMahona did a lot of recording in the house throughout the 60s and 70s. Kieran should never be forgotten. He made sure that all the great music and songs of Sliabh Lochra were collected. I often had the privilege of having the late Sean O'Reilly call to my pub, and Con Houlihan was another person I idolised.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed. Very welcome back to the programme. We are paying tribute to Jimmy O'Brien, the life and times of Jimmy O'Brien. 50 years in business in Beauty's home, the town of Killarney. His pub is sandwiched in there between Christy McSweeney's and the Royal Hotel above there in College Street. And if you go in the door, the walls are festooned with photographs, great memorabilia, and the crack is always good. And Jim Bob there, Jimmy's son, will look after you. He probably pulls the best pint in the 32 counties. Jimmy O'Brien, he definitely pulls a better pint than you now, your son. I tell you that now.
Thanks very much.
And I have seen fellas, and I have seen men stand at the bar talking and Maria turning their back till Jimmy is gone, and then they left Jim Bob. Jim Bob, 3 pints there, please. Now, so, only Mikey's staying with us, only in your own time. Yeah, tell us what you're going to sing and your relationship with Jimmy.
Well, we know Jimmy with years upon years. I don't know how many years ago since we came in there first, and he was always, he never turned his back on us, indeed, fair play for the man, and he was great friends with us always. And when my young fellas used to be coming, when they were younger than what they are now, they used to be coming from Dublin on a train, and maybe we wouldn't have the time to come with the car and time to meet them, and we used to always tell them, go into Jimmy O'Brien's and stay there, and they'd go in, and we'd collect them there. But Jimmy'd have tea and biscuits given to them and everything, and minding them there until we'd collect them, and sure, it was a great kind of a habit to give them, because now they're grown men, and they're going in there now just as well, but that isn't tea they're drinking there. But good story about Dermot, you know, Dermot Lartimer, seen him. His funeral was from Dingle to Cooley, and we were lonesome enough. We were after coming, passing here, and we were Easter on Lissavigine, and someone in the car said, I suppose, to the first time he passed through Killarney, well, they're calling to Jimmy O'Brien. Lartimer, seen him. But anyway, I'll sing the song from our own area, the Welsh, Top of Gownside, composed by Johnny Norrie, Johnny Tomey. Called it, he composed a lot of songs. This is a Taylor Bond. Your neighbours come listen a moment, and I'll sing you a sporting song. Although I'm not good for composing, sure I better not go too long. The best of my strings, they are broken, and the others are going quite wrong. 'Tis often I heard it outspoken that some of my notes were strung. For a dozen long years I've been shaping, cutting and making fries, very often contrary and pulling out every times, sleeping in very cold places and often out late till dawn. 'Tis the way I do hear them comparing myself and the tailor bond. A pair of rollicking sportsmen, nearly both one size, very fond of this porter, sure 'tis bulging out both our eyes. The people were saying we were topers, and often out late till dawn, and the dogs they'd be barking before us, myself and the tailor bond. And there wasn't a thrump in the nation, ugly, fair or fine, our creature of very low station, but we're pulling out airy times. We drank with all journeymen bakers and every queer spresson. You'd swear when you'd look at their features, they were cousins of Taylor Bond. And I struck up a comical bargain, myself and Dan Bond last June, for to meet him at all Killafade, and 'tis there we'd be marching soon. Ploughing and setting the garden, and turning out shapes of ban, we'd taken a trip to Kilgarvin, myself and the tailor bond. Myself would put in for Moll Foley, for everyone knows she's fine. Her father 'twas often he told me that her money of course was mine. And if there's a son or a daughter, sure fortune may favour shone. 'Til be easily known who's the father, myself or the tailor bond. And 'tis often I drank with his tailor at market or fair each time. On Sunday there wasn't a failure, sure we thought that our game was fine. He used to be acting old capers and singing old querocons, with the landlady looking for payment and she cursing poor tailor bond. And by herrings he was a good tailor for cutting and shaping fries, turning out clothes for the neighbours and telling them barefaced lies. He turned out drinking completely in an ugly square crown pan. I have nothing to add to his failures, but bad sesh to the tailor on.
Good morning, Michael, well done. Obviously you remember all the words. Well done, Ronnie. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Jimmy, you requested there that he sing that song.
No, better man.
Long time friends.
Oh, long time friends, and sang a lot of songs together and had all kinds of capers.
For sure.
We were a touch of the tailor barn, I suppose.
Well, no, we're also joined by two more people. Owen O'Carra is the current chairman of Cultures Killarney branch. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Yeah. What does Jimmy mean to Cultures in Killarney and in Kerry and in East Kerry and all over?
Well,
Owen Patton is his presence.
All over is the one thing I'd say now is it's a great thing that the hamstring might have finished his football career, but it never finished the singing career, not the music career, so that was one good thing about it anyway. Jimmy was one of the people that started up Cultus here 50 years ago, actually. It's another 50th anniversary besides the bar.
Yeah.
Cultus is 50 years old in Killarney this year, and we'll be celebrating that later on in the year. But with Jared's father, Dee Mangan, and many other people that Jared will list for you there, they started up Cultus. At a time, I suppose you could say, not long before that, Irish traditional music would have been, as we'd say in Irish, in Ish Labrie. Like, it wouldn't have been the most fashionable thing, you know. But people like Jimmy and others like him, you know, revived it. And it's highly respectable now and highly respected all over the world, you know.
Lovely. You mentioned Jor Mangan there. Jor is the son of the late Dee Mangan, of course, whose father was a great friend of Jimmy's. And whose mother, Mary Mangan, was first cousin with Jimmy's wife, the late Mary. Jor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Richie.
Yeah. Your association, you have a family association,
family,
of course.
And Jimmy Bryan's is kind of our second home when we were youngsters, and we would always be down there because our parents were there, and the music sessions were there on the Sunday night. We'd have Jimmy Dyle and Den Leary and David Lynch and Teddy Reardon. It'd be regular sessions and visiting musicians as well. When they started off Colts in the beginning, they were started in Parlour 5 in the Friary. But I always thought that Jimmy Bryan owned Parlour 5, because I think if you went to the Friary to rent the room, just Jimmy Bryan, you'd have to check with first. It was there that the music classes started there in 1971. Nicky McAuliffe came, but there was a man there before that, John Brendan O'Keefe from Kiskame, who used to teach music there. And Nicky came in 1971, and he's still teaching music at this present time, 40 years later. And we've a great attendance at those music classes, and great vision by them at that time, you know, to teach, get the music classes going and singing and dancing, and That's how it's still going today. Some of the people that were involved that time were Dinny and Mary Moynihan from Glenflesk, and Denny Sullivan and Kathleen from Ballyhale, Jimmy and Joan Gallivan, and there was Pat Cronin and Anne Healy, Margaret Mangan, Conny Cronin, Dennis McCarthy, and as I mentioned, Jimmy Dyle and all, they were the people who got the thing off the ground again.
Great memories, George. Congratulations, Jimmy. Jack Sheehan, Donna Bates, see you soon. And niece Katrina, husband Ted, son Rian, Bell and colleague. Congratulations to Jimmy Breed and Jimmy O'Connor and all the Gallivans in Linksna. Sean McCarthy in Kilcoman, Matt and Margaret Birmingham in Fermoy. Jim Birmingham, Claire McSweeney, Bellavoni, and Eva Birmingham, East Avenue Cafe, Jimmy. Congratulations to Jimmy, Oliver and Eileen, coming Lucra, all in Kilcoman Post Office. Edzo Crowley and Jim Burns, Peter Hanley in Kinmare, he's the barber, of course, the crowd in the borough and the Glen, the €3, Jerry O'Donoghue of O'Donoghue's Bar, Shepherd's Bush in London. Is there a bit of the scat, man, in Jimmy?
Yeah.
Is there a touch of the scat blood in you?
No, I don't think so, no. I met your relations, are all right.
No, well, Jerry, he denies it anyway. No, you could be taken up. When you're home, Jerry, when you're home.
If I had to admit, if it meant anything, I'd claim it, Jerry.
Jerry, when you're home for the Munster final, you can call in. Congratulations, Uncle Jimmy and cousins. See you in August for Maura, Mark, Jack, Aoife in Kent. Now, we're going to go out. Thanks for joining us, lads. And we're going to go out with Neely, another little snippet, and before we come back for the final part of the show.
Times were good in the bar in the 70s, but the highlight of all for me was to see the man from the side of the bog, Ambrose Donovan, taking the Sam Maguire Cup out home to Guineabhgwilla. That was the highlight of my football world. We have received great support from all the Kerry teams down through the years. These were the nice things that happened. I must say that all the East Kerry clubs gave me great support and are still supporting me, and I am very proud and thankful to them. It was great to see Donny O'Sullivan of Spa captaining Kerry. Other Kerry players such as Paddy O'Mahony, Johnny Cullity, Mick Gleeson and Dinjor Crowley also had Sleeve Lochra connections. And I got to be great friends with all the lads around the place.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of the programme. This Terrace Talk, special Terrace Talk tonight, Life and Times of Jimmy O'Brien, 50 years in business in Killarney. And, of course, I being a customer of Jimmy O'Brien's, all I will say is that any time you go in there, you come out a better person. That's what I say anyway. By the way, at Terrace Talk tonight, there's a big crew. Andrew Morrissey is the producer. Eileen and Sinead are back in Tralee. Kieran O'Regan is helping with the production. Siobhan, of course, Jimmy's daughter, gave a great hand with the production and setting up the whole programme, as well as Johnny Batt did. And Sean Hurley's here in the Killarney studio, doing tremendous work also. Neely Sullivan has the final little piece of Jimmy O'Brien's life that we have recorded to put out. Neely.
On fair mornings, we opened at 6 o'clock. Ourselves, Christy McSweeney's and the Arbutus were the only ones that opened that early. A lot of deals were made in the pubs, and it was great for business. There are some lovely stories told about fair days, like the one about the woman who sent the husband off to town to sell the cow. He was a bit worried because it was his first time at the fair. She said to him, "Sell that little cow because we have no feeding and the cow is going dry. We'll get a drop of milk from the neighbours till the springtime. Make sure now you sell her." He said, I was never before at the fair. What am I going to do?" She told him to stand in the middle of the fair and you'll know what you should get for the little cow. In the evening, he arrived home again with the cow. His wife said, "Oh, Jesus, Jack, you didn't sell." He said, "No, Mary, but very near it, the fella next to me sold."
Thank you, Neely. That's Neely O'Sullivan Beaufort. Siobhan O'Brien, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
You for all the work that you put in, and your sister with you, of course, also. Yeah. And thank you. You want to say something, Jim?
I was surprised. I was amazed that Siobhan said the same to me. "God, Daddy, if I'm going to be clean clothes, we're going down to the..." I said, "Clean clothes for the radio, for the name of God, what we talked about." So, Siobhan, thanks very much.
He didn't listen to me, did he?
Siobhan, introduce your sister there to us.
This is my sister, Anne O'Neill, who's married to Harry.
Pull in there. Seriously, no, lads, your dad over the years lost your mother when she was a young woman, hit Jimmy fairly hard. He came back out of it bigger and better than ever.
Well, I'd say we I did get, and thanks to the two girls there, they were great. And I told her when they were younger, Shimon always thought that she was left out of it, and she'd say, oh, you won't say anything to a little queen. She was supposed to be my little queen, and she'd get a few bobbies of it. But I don't think it was the case. But
and I mean, Shimon sang like a song. Did you say something?
I think I worked very hard too.
You did,
yeah.
She was
very good. Yeah. Siobhan, anyway, talk about your dad just very briefly before you sing the song.
Well, I suppose he gave us a great love of football. Every Sunday, my mother worked in the bar, worked very hard, and Daddy went to all the matches. But at least he took us to the matches as well. So we spent, in those days, the clubs didn't have their own pitches. So all the matches in Killarney were held in the Fitzgerald Stadium. So we spent from approximately midday until 6 o'clock in the evening every summer Sunday in the Fitzgerald Stadium, didn't we, Anne?
We did, yeah.
And I don't suppose it did us any harm. And then we travelled around going to Flacioles and things. And my mother was a great woman. And you know, she did a great job behind the bar, and I think she was like a psychologist and a bartender, and she was a great friend to everybody in the bar.
And of course, Jimmy, you owned the sports shop for many years too. He did great work. Siobhan, listen to me. You're going to sing a song. Time is moving on. The worst thing about radio is time. You're going to sing a song for us.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song called Caislánigh Néal. Mas lanchan a hirer Shemalin ach an ach da taun Ma vuach alin shev das Avreg ach me shaler ach luin Dan yo sing mas gilgit Is boilach na den farum ru Oh, dim mig mach rawim Cúlin fanach di caislán I nil Ten am arean godeam Gatig a thagart o hwe Marag lasham kioleam Gaden a char sir char chan suan Nir vulein yer an selam In echar acher aram cluan Gar ha Ni shethevlam led velin bavinen an chuoch.
Lovely, Siobhan. Well done. Well done. Look, beautiful stuff. Congratulations to Jimmy, Denny O'Mahony, Radio Kerry, all involved in the cottage. Congratulations to Jimmy from everyone down south and from all the Skellig lads. Ellen, you're one of the Kerry supporters.
And Jimmy, I go now and again anyway.
The football in Jimmy is synonymous, isn't it?
It is indeed. But my favourite part of it anyway is we never stay above the night of the All-Ireland final because we have to be down to Jimmy's for the Monday morning for the special tea that Jimmy makes for us and sets the table with lovely china and that. And we do a selective reading of the newspapers. Yeah.
Ellen, it's a great place to digest football and to pick teams and to to get rid of selectors, and isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. Maybe we could. We'd love to change things, but we're not always right, I suppose, about that.
Well, talking about Radio,
we have a good crack anyway. There.
Talking about Radio Kerry, next weekend, the Kerry ladies begin their Munster Senior Football Championship in Kane. You can follow all this on Saturday and Sunday Sports. The round two of the Garbies Football County Championship. Linkstar and Causeway prepare for the National Hurling Failure. Causeway get ready for the National Camogie Finals. Castle Island Horse and Pony Races are on. The Golden Jubilee Stakes for a mascot and the Donegal International Rally and Golf's Open Championship is on. And you can follow all that on Saturday and Sunday Sports with Joe Mahoney and Gary O'Sullivan. And of course, Joe Mahoney in Radio Kerry Sports is married to
my niece.
And we went to St. Thomas recently. Jim, we're finishing up.
Thank you.
We're finishing up. Come here. It was great to have you. We're going to be going over with a bit of music, even though we got you under false pretenses.
I really did. I was full sure it was for Tom Long, and I was delighted that he re-caught. I had a song prepared in art for them, and the song I sang in the first one. Siobhan set me up very, very well, auntie. She thought I should dress up for the radio, so it was...
Siobhan, thank you for all your help. We'll be going going out with music because Nicky and then McAuliffe and Eileen O'Brien and Minogue are going to play us out now in a minute. But Jimmy, come here seriously. As the great John B. Keane said on Telus Talk one night, he was talking about somebody and he'd say about you, Jimmy O'Brien, you're an officer and a gentleman, a good judge of whiskey and a credit to your county.
Thank you very much, Wishy, and I really appreciate it, really, that I get over the shock that I didn't have to call my local medical advisor, Donal Kavanagh, to survive me.
To all the people who took part, and Eli Sullivan, and to the people who took, and everyone behind the show, we're going out with music now. Nicky and Anne McAuliffe, Eileen O'Brien, you want to say something, Jim?
I'd like to say hello to Con Hoolhan and wish him well, for Con was a great friend of mine and gave me great coverage in the newspaper over the years. So, Con, if you're listening, I wish you the best.
I'll be back Wednesday night in conversation with Emer Connolly about her book out on bail, and I'll be especially interview next Monday night in Terrace Talk with the great Munster and our first rugby player Danny Barnes. Don't miss that. Until next week then, here we're going out with Nicky and Anne McAuliffe, Eileen O'Brien, and all the best from Terrace Talk.